こんにちは。
こんにちは。
Hello、
今日は特別編です。ゲストはライト、前回来てくれたマリサちゃんです。
はい、そうだ。なんでそんな名前が言えなかったのかわからないですけど。
よろしくお願いします。
はい、
マリサ
です。お願いします。
はい、
マリサ1個目、1個目どうぞ。
はい、じゃあ回転する部屋についてです。回転する部屋を持つ、家がイランに登場しました。ボタン一つで部屋が90度回転します。だから暑い夏には窓を外に向けてテラス空間を作って爽快にできたり、雪が舞う寒い冬には部屋を横向きにして窓とテラスの空間をなくして室内をポカポカにできます。その時の気分や天候に合わせて部屋の向きを自由にカスタマイズできるこの家はシャリフィーハと呼ばれるモダン建築でネクストオフィス社によってデザインされました。ということで普通の家なんですけれど部屋が3つだけ回転するようになってます。
3つだけ
3つ。そう、
so three rooms within a house.
そうそうそう。
The house is owned by one person.
うん。で、まあ、普通の家なんやけどその決まった部屋だけが回るようになってる。
How much did it cost?
あ、いくらだろう。あ、何も書いてないね、そのこと。
Is this like a one-off thing? There's only one of these?
うん、ここに載ってる読んだ限りは1個しかない。
That's some 石油 money right there.
かなあ。でもね、うん、どう？なんかね、飛び出たりもするの。
Do you know what the weather is like there?
In 夏
Iran?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's generally hot.
夏は暑くて冬は寒いっていうイランの気候に合わせてこういう部屋が。
雪降るの？
雪降るって。
あ、本当？
うん。
Wow.
どうですか？そういう部屋に住みたいですか？
How did the rooms rotate actually?
That's crazy. How? They're like, it's almost like storage. It's like shipping containers. Look.
うん、四角い箱でなんか木でできてて。
So the rooms kind of stick out of the building
yeah,
when
so,
they rotate.
So the parts that rotated are probably on the top and bottom. That's why there's the schema between the top, the ceiling, and the floor.
But wouldn't you have twice as much, or maybe not twice as much, but 50% more space without the rotation?
Well, that's
what I'm saying.
But are you going to take?
Ah, 回るからね。
But are you going to take the space, or are you going to take the rotation?
I think I'd take the space, but
it's 日当たり whenever you want.
そうだよ。太陽に合わせて動けるからね。
Hmm. So it faces south? South? Is that, that's the direction it should be facing, right?
For
the most sunlight?
Ah, so that's
the still true in Iran, right?
So, janai? Doko demo issue janai no, sore wa?
Yes,
it's not. Eh, uso?
I mean, it means like in relation to the equator.
Yeah.
So, if you're in the south,
so
if you're in the southern hemisphere, then you'd want to face north to get the most sunlight, right?
So, ka, so,
so when you're looking for an apartment in Japan, you always want minami muki.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't want a place that's facing north.
That's right? Why Kitamuki, yeah, and Kitamuki is usually, I think it's cheaper sometimes
yeah,
too.
It yeah, it will be cheaper.
And it's going to go, the Minami Muki is going to go quicker. Like everybody's going to go for those first.
確かにね。そうやって探したわ、私も物件、そういえば。ここは南向きですか？
No.
そう、それと、ということはマイケルはあんまり日当たりとか気にしないのね。
Well, I have kalobeya, so when the sun goes over the other side, it's not a bad. If you have a corner room, then it doesn't matter as
much.
You
have more window,
right?
Yeah.
そうだね。で、風通しもいいしね。
Do you think this design makes sense in Tokyo?
It'd be tough to earthquake-proof that.
ああ、そやな。
Hmm.
それがあるね。でもなんかこれ見てかっこいいと思ったけど実際怖いと思う。
It'll turn while you're inside.
うん。
そんな早く。
いやでも多分ね、そんな、そやな、そんな早くはないと思うけど。
No, it's like, you know the restaurants that rotate? It's like a, it's super tall and it looks like a UFO on top. And it rotates really slowly while you're eating dinner.
They have one here.
Yeah,
yeah I went to one in Canada a long time ago too. But they rotate slow enough that you
is
don't...
Is that the CN Tower? CN? Is that what
know.
They call it?
I think
it?
It's by Niagara Falls. I was so young.
What is that? The thing in Toronto. right?
Not, it wasn't in Toronto, but I'm sure they have one of those. But they just rotate really, really yukuri. So you don't, obviously you're not like standing and falling over and your wine isn't spilling.
So that's so you can get the 360-degree view while you're eating your romantic food.
It's like riku to umi, yeah.
そっか。せやんな、まあそんな早く回転しないと思うけど、でも回転する部屋があるっていうことが、なんやろ、家の安全というか、ちょっと怖いかも、私は。
Have you been in those trick rooms? They have it like science museums, where you step in and everything's built, sort of slanted.
Ah, あるある。
So your brain tries to make you walk a certain way.
まっすぐ歩けへんやつ?
Yeah.
うん。
Yeah, those are weird.
いきなりね。そや
な。I guess it's not that similar.
そうだね。
If you had a room that like rotated this way,
vertically, or
like did a barrel roll. That wouldn't be very useful.
You don't know which way's up.
It's like a hamster wheel, but it's your room. So as it rotates, your room changes gradually.
How would you adjust your furniture?
It's all,
or they're all bolted to the ground.
Yeah, they're all bolted. It takes like a year for the room to do a full barrel roll.
Yeah.
So each season you have like a kind of slightly different room. As long as you're okay with having furniture on your ceiling.
Well, the drawers. You'd have to shut all the drawers or your clothes would be flying down.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I agree. The Kickstarter will not...
諦めよ。やめよ。
普通に家具を並び替えたらいいだけやから。
横回りでいいよ。
I think the 横回り is kind of excessive too.
Yeah, well, rotating. Yeah. Well, Bill Gates didn't... I mean, it's not a rotating room, but...
His house is supposed to be insane.
Well, he would walk into a room, and the room basically figures out your body temperature and then adjusts everything to your body temperature, so it's the perfect temperature. So you don't feel hot or cold or anything. Just
awesome.
Yeah, それも含めてじゃないの。I don't know if it's central heating.
How high-tech does it go, Bill Gates' place? Is it like scanning his retinas when he walks in?
You could imagine.
え、見たことあるの?写真、なんか。
They had some features.
Yeah, I think it's fairly well documented, but I don't really remember particulars.
じゃあどんな家に住みたいですか、二人は。理想の家は。そんな言ったきりがないかな。
Well, your options are pretty limited in Tokyo.
I guess everything's
Tokyo じゃなければ。
I always wanted... I like the...moon roof or moon window kind of thing. I like having a window in the ceiling.
Ah, いいよね。
I don't like not being able to see up. But that seems extremely rare. But
when I lived in the States,
I would want that.
A lot of houses had sky. What do they call those?
Skylight.
Sky.
なんかそんな名前と思う。
Isn't just skylight?
Been in Japan too long. It's not a moon roof. A moon roof is in your car, right?Is that weird? A moonroof is in your car, but you never say that about a house?
It's so you can look at the moon while you're driving, which is pretty dangerous.
But it's a sunroof, too.
え、あれ?あの、開くやつのこと?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between the sunroof and the moonroof in your car?
あ、サンルーフって言い方しか聞いたことない。
Really?
I've heard both, but I've said sunroof more. We're more positive here, Michael. We like the sun and light.We like the moon and darkness.
I think in hip hop they say moonroof
more. Hip hop の聞きすぎやん。
No, there's a song by Rascas that refers to Lexus moonroof.
Okay.
So there's a Lexus with a moonroof.
It must be correct.
Yeah, that's my only
reference
source.
So それだけその窓が上にあればいいの。
それだけ
とりあえずそれ。
それとトイレとシャワーだね。
If it's possible.
そうか。
あと、I want my トイレ and shower 別 now. I've been living with them together. But I'm slowly growing tired of it.
Yeah, it's Japan.
え、でもアメリカも一緒じゃない?
Yeah, but there's more space. It's way bigger. It's way bigger.
全然違う。
でも掃除楽やん。一個のところで終わんやもん。
掃除しても体入れないじゃん。
何が何がどこにお風呂場にってこと、
うん、yeah, or even with a shower like I don't
そういうことね、うん、
でもすぐ汚れるっていうのもあるけどね、
うんうん、なるほど、
だからすぐ掃除してもすぐ汚れるパターン、うん、
そうかそうか、
次
OK、 ケンタッキーフライドチキン結構面白いことしてると These companies need to stand out somehow. And now we've resulted to chicken-shaped computer accessories. I don't know if we can... I think we need to put this picture up on the bilingual news page because it's you have to see it. But it's literally an iPhone case that's shaped like fried chicken.
Mm.
Chicken-gata iPhone case.
Hi. いくらこれ
いくらってもらえるんじゃないのこれ
あもらえんにゃキャンペーンかなんかなの
そうツイッターのキャンペーンなのね It says Twitter users need to follow KFC and link to the campaign's promotional page with the hashtag KFC Kanarazu Day So it's commemorating Colonel Day Kanarazu Day And the Twitter campaign is ending on September 24. And apparently, 1名様だって。
あ、そうなの。じゃあ
無理じゃん。無理じゃん。
1名。しかも iPhone 6じゃなくて iPhone 5S っていう。で、it's like it's a chicken drumstick, but it's way bigger than the drumstick you get at KFC.
でかいよね、写真見たけど。
相当大きいよこれ。これぐらいのチキンを逆に KFC であった方がいいパブリシティじゃないのかなっていう。It's like a chicken on steroids.
Yeah, but they can't do that. There aren't, because the chickens that big don't exist.
What do you think GMOs are for?
Genetically modified chickens. They are getting bigger though, aren't they? Chickens. Aren't we breeding chickens to be bigger?
I feel like we're breeding everything to be bigger.
そうか怖いねんな鶏私
They're not pleasant
yeah, not, 怖くないくちばしが
You're not trying to cuddle with
そうそうそうそう
chickens、
うん、ですごいアグレッシブだよ彼
But if chickens were cuddly maybe we wouldn't eat them
でも豚も可愛いとか、yeah. 牛も可愛いのに食べるやん、
yeah. 牛可愛いと思わないな
羊も思わへん
No, people don't really like cows and people don't really likePigs that much either,
じゃあでも豚飼ってたら絶対豚食うあーベーコンやめらんねえかもな That'd be tough
ベーコン好きなの
Everybody likes bacon
あそんな好きじゃないでもその何その嫌そうな目
You're not human
でもそのケースは匂いとかするんですかチキン
チキン iPhone ケースがチキンの匂いするかと、う
ん
しないと思います。どんなあれなんやろ? No, so it doubles. It doubles as a makura.
あ、じゃあ柔らかいの?
Does it seriously double as makura?
Yeah. Yeah, and this glorious pillow, it helps you nap at your desk.
Do you hold?
What they say because.
What?
They're promoting sleeping at work. There you go.
What's with the iPhone cases? Because it seems like there's a lot of. Seriously, novelty iPhone cases that come out all the time, but they don't really do that in other places.
You mean in other countries?
Yeah,
I think they do. Well, you know, Japan not always like, does weird stuff, though.
Yeah, the Kikan Gente culture here is pretty enormous, and it's just like
it's marketing.
A lot of the one-off novelty stuff is huge here.
It gets news, right? Because like the Kurobaga from. Burger King right now even news in the States covers Kurobaga
though no one can eat it in the States
exactly but here it's like ikasumi and it's funny because in Japan it's ikasumi and ikasumi is normal right like ikasumi pasta とか
日本では普通じゃん
ikasumi って でも in America they're like Squid ink, which doesn't sound that good.
Yeah.
Squid ink burger.
People barely even eat sushi.
Well, they eat California rolls and call it sushi.
Yeah.
But most Americans don't eat any sushi at all.
It's true. Well, now, you know, it's a much bigger fad now. It's like high-end restaurants are sushi. Like, I'm taking this date to a sushi restaurant.
I feel like it's
here,
mostly,
it's like Kaiten Sushi de Deto.
You know, if you're in, like, California or Seattle or New York or something.
Right.
But LA. if you're in, like,
Montana,
Kansas, like, you're not getting sushi.
You're not getting much of anything, though. You're not getting good Thai food. You're not getting anything.
You're getting, like, Kansas stuff, though.
Yeah, the good barbecue.
Chicken fried steak or whatever they eat.
It's good shit.
Osushi ne.
Hi. So, yeah, companies are getting really creative with these. I wonder
how big is it? It's pretty big, right?
It's seriously bigger than the side of your face.
Like,
so,
how many centimeters long is this?
I don't know the dimensions.
30 centigrade, right?
Yeah, this is pretty huge. I mean, it's enough that you could sleep, like, on your side. Yeah, you hold the handle of the drumstick when you're
right.
You don't actually hold the phone. You hold the drumstick holding the phone.
Omoi kana?
I don't know.
Nanka kore nagureso ya mo hito. Gomen, hasuto ga yokunai ne.
Yeah, it's hard to hit people with a makura. Yeah. Hard hitting news subjects.
Hi. Tsugi ikkoka.
Hi.
Research has linked a woman's hormone levels in pregnancy with her child's math skills at age 5. The research involved 1,200 children from the womb until age 5. Boys and girls whose mothers had low thyroxine levels were nearly twice as likely to do something, to do very poorly in arithmetic tests. Researchers measured the mother's thyroxine levels 12 weeks into pregnancy and compared the results with the children's scores in arithmetic and language tests at age 5. Children born to pregnant women with the lowest levels of thyroxine in the womb were 90% more likely to end up in the bottom 50% for math scores. Interestingly, the hormone levels did not affect scores on vocabulary or language ability. So basically, there's a hormone that's present during pregnancy where if the levels are too low, there's a 90% chance that child is going to not be able to do math at a high level.
What causes that low hormonal level?
The low levels of thyroxine.
Yeah.
Well, thyroxine, one of the main ingredients in thyroxine is iodine.
Mm.
So women who
do
not get enough iodine in their diet will not produce enough thyroxine during their pregnancy. And while babies can produce their own thyroxine later in life, and even as a young child, fetuses can't produce their own thyroxine at all. And it's actually crucial for brain development. So they figured out that women who are low in this hormone, that's going to significantly impact the brain development of the baby. And they found that 2/3 of the women are actually low in thyroxine in the UK.
それはどうやったら摂取できるの?
Diet, right?
何を食べたらいいの?
You have to have a really good diet when you're pregnant. And if you have a diet with adequate levels of iodine, then your thyroxine levels should also be adequate. And so the thyroxine levels for the baby during development and the baby's brain development will go as planned.
So now I have an excuse for my mother as to why I suck at math.
But isn't this is like a huge discovery, I think. It's because, like, now I know if I have a kid, like, you know, gonna make sure that
intravenous iodine,
yeah, that the seaweed consumption is going up.
Wakame.
Ah, wakame ka. Wakame toka kaiso kombu toka.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So.
But how weird is it that it impacted math so strongly? but didn't impact
reading and
yeah, yeah. language ability.
それは今から食べたら遅いんかな。
遅い。どういう意味？
今昆布と
今ってどういう意味？
私が今食べ
子供産む前に。
違う違う、私自身のために。
遅いんだ。
Yeah, that's called wishful thinking.
yeah.
あかんか。
But
日本に住んでるだけで結構食べるでしょ、わかめも。
まあね。
普通に。
まあね。
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I wonder if the difference is between a typical Asian diet or a Japanese diet and a Western diet has anything to do with the better performance in math of Asians.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that because they were saying that Asians generally are better, but I think it was
Asians are way better at math, and pregnant Asian women consume more iodine.
Right.
But they've also
that
connected.
Makes sense, right? But they've yeah. So, but they've also connected that to language, where in English, when you say something like 21, 20 is a new word. You have to learn mm-hmm. a new language to say the word. Whereas most other countries, based on their language, like Ju Ichi is 10-1. That's 11. 11 isn't a word. We just made it up in English. Mm-hmm. But Ju Ichi is 10 and 1, 11. So it's like a smaller learning curve, depending on what culture you're from, is what they I've read. I think it was in Freakonomics or Tipping Point or one of those books.
なんかインドかどっかは全部あんねんな。It's like 11とかじゃなくて11。
Yeah, I believe so. And I think French is particularly an interesting language when it comes to that too. But they said in English, that's why kids start at a lower mathematical skills level because they're basically learning a new language of words. Whereas China, Korea, Japan are learning numbers in a really logical format. So it's easier to pick up.
そうか。あとあれやと思う。アメリカって電卓使うよね、学校で。
昔は使ってなかったけどね。
あ、本当に？
I wish I did.
私留学した時びっくりした。もう電卓さ、すごいことできるやん、あの電卓。
At what age?
これは高校の時。
あ、高校はね。Yeah, we had, what are those called?
TI-83.
The TI. そうそう
そうそう。Yeah. 高いねんな、あれし
か。The scientific calculator.
It's the 83.
Yeah, it's the 83. Is that the best one?
Yeah, don't mess with that other crap.
TI. Yeah.
So, あれを使うからちょっと危ない。
Texas Instruments.
Texas Instruments. Well, to do trigonometry, most of the time.
Yeah, でも癖になるもん。頭を使ってさ、暗算することをやったからいっぱい、小学校で。
But the point is to get it right, right?
まあ、そう言ったらそうやけど。
じゃあ日本はだってそういう社会じゃん。暗記社会。まあ今はそうじゃないかもしれないけど、昔から暗記社会でしょ。
今も
と。でも他は考える社会でしょ。じゃあどっちがいいのかっていう話なんだけど。まあ数学は、そういう系はもう仕事で常に使ってるから多分。
The Japanese math level, the mental math level, I think is much higher. Yeah.
Because they have to do the memorization and the manual
speed
calculations.
Speed is really important. Yeah. When I went to Japanese public school in the summer, I was going to international school, and in the summer I'd go to Japanese public school, but the math level was just, it was just so much faster. And if you don't do it in your head, you can't keep up.
Faster, the speed が
worksheets. You just do these drills over and over and over. A lot more practice based. Whereas you don't really do practice in class in Western education so much. That's more stuff that you do at home, and the teaching part is in class.
Yeah.
Whereas in Japanese classes, it seems like they do a lot of drills in class with class time.
でしかもさ、先生に出しに行かなあかんから。遅かったら恥ずかしいみたいな。早く終わった人からどんどん出しに行くからプレッシャーでね。
And people who finish first have like this little aura of confidence.
そうそうそうそう。
Like,
やってやったぜっていうね。あるよね。
あ、まだやってんのお前。
そうそうそう。いつも私最後やった。
Yeah, you need more of this thyroxine in your...
もう遅いんやろ、でも。お母さんに。
It's too late
now. もう手遅れだよ。終了。
Next life.
でもまあこれが理由になるってことね。
Yeah, I think,
一応そういう I think it's a study.
People, I think people should just be aware that stuff like this exists.
まあでも要はバランスよく食べてくださいということですよね。こればっかり食べても仕方ないから。
だから若いできちゃった結婚のやつらはね、 ちゃんとこういうこと考えなきゃ無理でしょ。
どういうこと？自分別にできちゃった結婚じゃなくてもわかめと昆布食べて、
yeah.
子供が賢くなるように。That's what I'm saying.
Smarter than yourself when you had your kid at 18 or whatever.
なるほど。そうね。
But plus they had like, like after school, cram school とか。
あ、塾って行かへん。
塾あんじゃん。
アメリカ。
日本って。
でないよね、
no.
塾って。
Well, we had Kumon.
Kumon って最近できたんじゃないの？
いや、ちっちゃい頃からあったよ。Kumon。
アメリカでも？
うん、シカゴの近くに。
へえ。
英語だったらクーメンって言ってたけど。
What? What do they call it?
Cumin?
Cumin?
Well, because they can't say mon.
Isn't cumin like a
seasoning?
Yeah, it is. It is. But they couldn't pronounce cumon.
Hmm. Hey, この間行った時に CM でクモンの見たから、あ、最近できたんやと思ったけど。
I think, well, isn't, is cumon doing well?
They must be. I mean, aren't they
they've
the market
been
leader?
Around, yeah. They've been around for a long time.
Who are their competitors?
Juku じゃないの?
No, but Juku is... Wait.
他の Juku.
America did it.
But there's no, like...
そういうこと、アメリカで。
I don't know of any, like... I don't know if chain is the right word, but established organization of Jukus that is competing with Kumo.
No, well, not in the States, but in Japan, all the Jukus are... getting shut down because a lot of people aren't going anymore.
No kids.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, no. it is. It, well, population. No population.
Money.
That, and maybe they don't see the value in going to Juku to get into college.
Consumption tax.
Could be. I'm sure money is an issue, though. But maybe we're just changing from Japan's changing a little bit. Maybe they're looking at the rest of the world who doesn't go to Juku. And they're saying, well, maybe we can do it and save some money.
Do you think there's a greater push towards more liberal professions, more artistic,
yeah.
professional
yeah.
endeavors than before? Do you think the salaryman is, the salaryman population is waning? Or the proportion of people that decide to go down the salaryman route is...
At least waning. Well, the money is totally different. I mean, people used to get paid overtime all the time, right?
Mm.
A lot of companies don't pay overtime anymore. And the bonuses are less. And you're not guaranteed a job for life now just because you're at a Nihon Kigyo. Which is good, though. It's better than just being a worker.
The lifetime,
just doing nothing.
The lifetime employment thing is definitely going away.
Yeah. Madogiwazoku. They expect you to do shit now.
でもみんな就活してたよ私が大学の時はみんなちゃんと就職しようと会社に入ろうとしてた、
everyone starts off that way
because it's the 正しい way right
but,、but what's the dropout rate now versus before I think a lot of people drop out
もう3年働かないでしょ
yeah people
昔なんか3年5年とかでしょ yeah.
ああそっかあせやんな3年働かなって絶対に3年
そうそうそう、
うん
でも今なんか1年働いててすぐ転職できるような感じじゃん、
そうやんな
Knock on wood
塾行ってた行ってないか、
I didn't do 塾 either obviously
I was doing crap like Boy Scouts and, or Cub Scouts
the outdoor stuff
その方がいいよね
I was playing sports
I was learning knots I, tie like a, I can tie like a double bow line
nice
今もできる？
できるよ。Use a compass.
でもその
maps and
その頭の使い方の方がいいよね。
That's useful though in life.
Yeah.
It's useful if I'm camping, which is almost never.
Yeah, that's true.
でもそうね。塾に、塾はみんなが行くから行かせはんねんな親は。私も行かされたもん。
プレッシャー、あ、なるほどね。社会プレッシャー的な。
うん。
そう
そうそう。でも悪くないと思うよ。
塾に行くこと?
I don't think either is bad. Whether you do something like Cub Scouts or whatever it is that you're doing. I was like doing Cub Scouts and I was going to swimming school.
Yeah.
I'd like finish school and then go to swimming school.
まあ、とにかくアクティブがいいよね。
うん、その方がいいよね。
Can't swim for shit.
泳げへんの? 泳げ、浮けへんや。体浮かへんねんな。
Yeah, I don't know why. I get tired right away.
That's, I don't know if that's about swimming. It's just your,
but it's weird. It's weird to like go to swimming school, you know, for so many years, and then it's like somehow 10 years later, it's like, I'm not very good at swimming. I wonder what that was.
You don't swim that much in Japan. Like most of the gyms don't have really big pools unless you go, unless you get out of Tokyo.
ほとんどプールないんだよ。
東京内は結構難しいんじゃない？
うちの近くあるよ。
Where do you live?
千駄ヶ谷の近く。
ああ、あるね。
うん。
There's a skating rink over there too.
千駄ヶ谷のとこのジムはある。
Yeah, they have they have the 50メートルの。
そうそうそうそう。
Indoor.
What's the name of the brand of the gym?
何やったかな？ティップネスじゃないかな？かな？
Aren't you talking about the city one?
そうそうそう。
え？じゃあティップネスじゃないじゃん。
ティップネスじゃないな。ティップネスじゃないけどなんか名前あると思う。
え、だって市民プールみたいな。
そうじゃん。
いや。
千駄ヶ谷の。
うん。
駅の前にあるじゃん。
うん、そうやけどジムと一緒じゃないのあれ。
オアシスとか。
あ、そんな感じかも。
Yeah. Some of those chains have pools, but most don't. Like Gold's Gym doesn't. It's like the number one gym in the world, and they don't have a pool.
Swimming is such a weird thing to do, though, if you think about it.
Putting on the cap?
If you just think of... if you just think about human beings...
Yeah, crawling in water.
Yeah, we have these... We have, like, these huge buckets that people, like, climb down into and, like, swim back. What, like, what's swimming? We're obviously not designed to swim. We can't breathe in water.
Well, we came from the water.
We don't have fins.
Yeah.
Like
gills.
But other animals that don't have gills don't really go out of their way to swim, do they?
Well, no. We're like, versatile enough to be able to swim.
Like monkeys don't swim.
It's because they suck at swimming.
They don't?
Monkeys don't swim.
Do we know that they don't?
Monkeys don't swim.
No, but monkeys don't swim, right?
Penguins don't fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what point I was trying to make.
But we're not close to penguins. We're like 99% monkey, but monkeys can't swim for shit, right?
Well, if they...
I'm just wondering, you know, in our evolution, how is it that we've kind of adapted to be able to glide through water and we're actually okay at swimming, I think.
Compared to the rest of the world? Like other mammals?
Other animals, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. It's because we can't. We've taught ourselves how to swim, right?
But did cavemen swim?
Did they eat fish?
Ah, demo so.
That's probably where it started, right? To get in the water, we had to eat
fish.
Well, we had to eat. We had to eat.
Maybe we evolved to be able to swim so that we could fish.
Yeah, I mean, the first people were harpooning taco.
You know, they have those really simple. Harpoon contraptions in Hawaii.
Yeah, that you can shoot them out. Yeah.
You just hold a spear.
It's like a big rubber band.
And there's like a huge rubber band on there. And you just hold the spear in your hand. And if you see an octopus, you just aim it at the octopus and you let go. And it's really effective. One of my friends in Hawaii will just go into the water with like a snorkel. And he's just dragging bodies out. Just dragging octopi out of the water.
Okay, not bodies.
Fish.
Okay.
But it looks like aliens.
Right.
Dead octopi. They look like alien
they're
bodies.
They're so gross. Oh. Who first tried to eat a taco?
Have you seen the octopi that crawl across the land?
That's so crazy.
Kowaiyo.
Kowaiyo. Teke teke da
yo.
Teke teke.
Pirates of Caribbean 出てくるやん。Pirates of the Caribbean にさ、タコっぽい人。
え、何パリ
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
She's talking about real life stories.
じゃ、出てくるやん、タコみたいな。
Giant octopus.
うん、人。え、てか海賊。You know what I'm talking about.
ね、どういう会話のくだりなのこれ。
え、違う、出てくるやんか。
Are you talking about a ghost in Pirates of the Caribbean?
違う。あ、ゴースト？
You're referencing a Pirates of the Caribbean fictional character.
だっても言いたかったのはそれを見た後にしばらくタコは食べれませんでしたと、だからグロテスクやんなと。
もう大丈夫、
今は全
然醤油かけて食べる。ありがとう、心配してくれ て
京都の人はタコ焼き、
それ大阪な、
大阪か、
うわ今の NG、
ダメダメ。
いやでも好きでしょ、
大好き
よかった。
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 Next.
次。
はい、ちょっと待って。たこ焼き、たこ焼き一回したよね、パーティーみたいな。
うん。
うん、で、私が下手くそやってんな。
多分買った方がいい。
いや、俺全然銀だこで十分なんだけど。
そうそうそう作れるけど、うん、
銀だこ美味しいよ。
作れるけど。
銀だこ美味しいね。
うん、リスキ
ー。リスキーね。うん、はい、ごめんなさい、次行きましょう。レーダー機器の開発修理業務を手掛ける電子機器メーカーのコムソニックス社は、メール送信時に携帯電話が発する特定の周波数を探知できるレーダーガンの開発に着手しました。通常の音声通話やデータ転送時に発せられる周波数と区別できる機能を有しているため、確実に違法ドライバーのみを発見できるといいます。ということで、このレーダーが開発されたら、携帯でメールとか送りながら運転する人を捕まえることができるってことなんですが、
じゃあもう一つマイケルが止められる理由ができたってことだよね。
いや危なくてね、
メールしてないよ、マニュアルだから。
あ、そっか、無理だよね。
無理だよ。逆にオートマの方が
危ないんじゃない？ああ、そっかそっか。ただこれの問題は、例えば車の中に何人か人がいて、何人かが送ってたら分からへんってこと、運転手なのかどうか。
Also they have voice to text。
そうやんな、それ使えばいいのね。
With my phone, if I、その Hey Siri あるじゃん、
うん、
iOS 8の。 So ボタンを押さなくても、 If you say Hey Siri, the Siri comes on and you say、I want to send a text message to Marisa、
うん、
and then Siri will say, what do you want to say? And I'll say、I'm driving right now.
I can't talk right now.
I'm driving. And so I can send text messages without even touching my phoneor anything.
So
that radar gun is kind of
with Bluetooth too.
Dumb.
And now that Google or whoever is going to make self-driving cars, it's not even going to matter anymore. Eventually.
But so that よく届くお母さんからその voice activation で。
お母さん使ってんの？
うん、よくあの電話、その何、運転中に来るねんけど、でもあの間違ってんの。
かっこいいじゃん。
正しくないのよね。
Your mom uses it?
うん。なんでそんなびっくりすんの？
Oh, she doesn't like typing.
そうそうそう、早いから言った方がっていうことで。
テッキーじゃん。
送ってきはんねんけど、でももう間違ってるいつも。
But you can send audio now that way.
Audio text. I see.
Yeah, voice message.
テキストメッセージで。
Well, there's software、yeah. like there's software where you can leave. It's like a walkie-talkie. It's like a two-way radio, and you just say it and it records. Snapchat does that.
Or you can just call too. They have hands-free calling.
Yeah, the Bluetooth.
I mean, they've had that、
Bluetooth,
for years.
Yeah, yeah.
うん、そうね。で、アメリカって、あ、日本ってさ、これしてたら捕まるよね。か、お金払わなか。
They changed the law recently,、
うん、
so you're actually not allowed to touch your phone while you're driving.
全く。
Yeah, before you were allowed to touch your phone, but now you can't even touch your phone, whether or not you're.Texting or even just changing your music.、
うん、
so now, like my music is in my connected to my car audio, right? Through my phone.、
うん、
so if I want to change the music, I have to touch my phone, right? I mean, I don't have to, but I'm sure a lot of people have to. So I think that rule is like pretty strict too, no?
そうね。
Well, people are just going to try to use their phones under.The dashboard and
but
side
why,
window
but
visibility.
Why do we have to have police like looking into people's cars to see what they're doing?
It's kind of weird. I mean, I understand right? though, because you don't want people texting and driving. That's pretty dangerous.、
Mm. Yeah,
I mean,
but,
texting and walking is bad enough.
But here's the thing: like, if the risk of crashing and being dead isn't enough of a deterrent.Then the risk of a police officer seeing you texting isn't enough of a deterrent either. You're still going to try to get away with it. But now you're like texting in an extra awkward way、
yeah.
to avoid the police, and you're even more likely to crash, probably.
Well, it's a weird thing because you know how your Navi, when you drive, a lot of the Navis shut down, right? Like they won't let you type while、
yeah.
you're driving the Navi.、
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But they probably can't do that with your phone, like connected to your car, like when your car's running. Well, what if there's an emergency?
Even the Navi thing doesn't make sense because you can easily... So it's just connected to your handbrake wire. So your handbrake has a switch. So mm-hmm. when you pull the handbrake, there's a light that comes on in the dash, right?
Right.
So there's a switch connected to your handbrake.
That triggers it?
Yeah, it's just a thing that triggers it. So you just wire it the other way around, and it's fine.
Sasuga Mike.
So my Navi works anytime.
So America wa kore shiteta mo tsukamaranai no?
You will.
Yeah. You know what I noticed? People in Osaka text and drive a lot.
Tokyo yori?
Honto ni?
I almost never see it in Tokyo. But when I was driving in Osaka, I saw so many people texting and driving. Maybe it's because keijidosha is more common. I feel like it's easy to see people in keijidosha texting. I don't know.
So there's more...
There's just
K-todas
like really, really small, like easy to drive car that's automatic, and people get bored. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. Really small sample size.
What about But what about people who use their phone as Navi? Because a lot of people
Google
do that too, right? When they're driving.
やるやる.
So, which means you have to hold your phone and drive and look down at your phone.
Well, they have the. The ones that you attach to your windshield too.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
なんなんそれ?
It's just a case, yeah.
Hold it down.
iPhoneとかアタッチできんの?
ナビ使う時だけ.
ああ、そうなんや. そう、危ないよな. くない? 上見るんやろ、だって. え?
Well, it's safer than holding it. Safer than looking down, I guess. But yeah, this radar gun seems pretty pointless, considering that you can send text messages without touching your phone, without it being dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that that police need to be getting all nosy about what people are doing in their vehicles. I think it's better to just promote, you know, education about the risks of doing these things, because
it's not going to stop, is what
people are still going to do it. It's better to have less people do it. That's what we should be focusing on.
They should focus resources. I mean, they focus resources on weird stuff like seatbelt safety. When they've already designed your car to beep if you don't have your seatbelt on.
Right.
So you can assume that 99% of people, drivers, are going to use their seatbelts just because they don't want to hear that annoying chime for the next 20 minutes, right?
But you can disable that too.
I'm sure you can.
No, but I think that's good. I think people just forget. You know, people aren't deliberately...
Yeah, no, exactly.
Right? But people don't forget to not text. It's like they know they're texting when they're driving. So I think, you know, if you just tell people, like, this many people died while texting this year, texting and driving.
とか動画見たことある?
あるね。そういうの見るだけでも... ちょっと感動的な感動じゃないけどやめようって思うよね
Oh,
I saw some like
drunk driving.
I saw some documentary about someone that died while texting, and it was like a kind of impactful emotional video trying to convince people not to do it.
Talk about famous last words in text.
Yeah,
it's pretty depressing.
Yeah, our last words are becoming texts now. Yeah, I'm sure that
visible.
Famous like the last thing you say, the odds of it being a text rather than words...
Much higher.
...are getting high.
Yeah.
So on people's tombstones, we'll just have, like, this is, you know, it's last words.
それかスタンプかも.
Oh, 最悪なんだけど。言葉じゃなくてスタンプ.
なんでスタンプ。っていうかタイミング悪い。
I was just about to mention the Korean... the Korean ship that went down.
Yeah.
And how those were last final words, those texts from inside the boat. Before they sank. I mean, that's pretty common now. Airplanes, 9/11 was the same thing, right?
Yeah.
They had phone calls and messages and all that stuff all visible to the public.
Yeah.
It's getting morbid. The more information we have, the more morbid it gets.
It's just becoming digitized.
Yeah.
I feel like. I mean, people have been dying for a long time.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is being saved like your Facebook page, like preserves all kinds of stuff from your life. So when you're dead, you have like this awkward Facebook page with like drunk selfies or whatever.
It's a yeah. Okay. We'll go to a more serious topic. Swedish man's rape conviction overturned because of sexsomnia. So there's a word called insomnia. Can't sleep. Sexsomnia is when you have sex while you're asleep.
I was talking about this with Emmy.
Yeah.
A few episodes back.
So but yeah,
no official information, so this will be enlightening.
Yeah. So basically, this Swedish guy's ex-girlfriend testified that he had previously attempted to have sex with her while she was sleeping, but when she stopped him, he acted confused and asked what had happened. And his mother also testified that he had disturbed sleeping patterns. So there's actually science behind this now, that doctors are actually coming to his defense and saying that it's actually not strange that it's only sexual assault when you don't want to have sex with that person, right?
It's weird because usually a criminal act is a criminal act.
Right.
Period.
This is some real sleepy gray area.
But this is really, it's contextual.
Yeah. And when you think about it, it sounds stupid, sexsomnia. But if you've ever been in a relationship with somebody and you have sex in the morning, it's kind of how it happens. You don't wake up and have coffee, take a shower. Well, you can. But it starts there. You just wake up. And it's not a problem because you like that person.
Yeah.
But when some dude sleeps over at your house that you don't know and you get assaulted, then it's rape or sexsomnia.
Well, I think women just need to be aware that if they allow a guy to sleep in the same bed with them, that you don't know what's going to happen exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
で、その男の人は何にも意識がないってこと、覚えてもないの。
Right.
And there's the morning wood issue.
Yeah.
The asadachi is like a real issue with this.
Yeah.
Because if you are in bed with a girl, wake up with an erection, you're already like 90% there.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. And there was no criminal intent yet, but you're 90% there.
Yeah, sure.
Starting at 90.
Yeah, just with the... Yeah.
Barely conscious. Yeah, yeah. Things are hazy.
Sure.
You have remnants of some dream involving Sora Aoi in your head. And wake up, asadachi,
yeah.
Girl in your bed, you're 90% there.
Well, it sucks because your body, the asadachi is, it's probably like 60%. You got to pee.
So
your body is actually not helping this process. But anyways, doctors actually said this is a very common case. And I think it is. It's subjective, really. Tokito bai ni yoru desho.
Sore kamashii na.
Nani ga?
だって相手からしたらさ、うわ素晴らしかったとかと思っても覚えてないわけでしょ。
そっち。いや、じゃあ素晴らしかったら覚えてんじゃない。
素晴らしいとか言うの。
言わへんけど、初めて今使ったけど。
今朝素晴らしかった
よ。この話の中で。
まあ嬉しいんだろうね、素晴らしいって言われたら。
起きないのかな途中で。
いやだから半寝から。始まって起き上がるわけじゃん。で終わった頃には起きてんじゃん多分。で一回止めてるからね。この女の人は止めてて警察に電話した。
あそうなんや。
でも普通の人っていうか付き合ってた、例えば付き合ってたら止めないでそのまま最後までやって起きて普通じゃん。
It becomes habitual.
そう。でも知らないからこういう話になってんだけど。だ誰が悪いかって話になるじゃん。本当にそうだったら。If he was really asleep, how much blame can you attach? And do you blame her for letting the guy sleep next to you in the first place that you don't want to have sex with?
How much responsibility can you take for your subconscious?
Right.
Right?
酔っ払った時もね。
But, well, then you can say it's alcohol abuse.
Yeah, but you got drunk. Right. And subconscious and being drunk are kind of different.
Yeah.
Subconscious means you weren't there for that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, plus, if you're in a relationship, sex isn't that big of a deal, right?
Well,
so even if you forget, you're like, yeah, well, it's going to happen again anyway.
There's something called incorporation with dreams. So incorporation is when you're dreaming and your surroundings and things that you feel or you hear or you smell are incorporated into your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then that creates a feedback loop into your consciousness for when you wake up. So if you're in bed with a girl, you subconsciously are aware of that.
Right.
And you have memory of that from before you went to bed. But if a girl's in bed with you, that environment is going to be incorporated into your subconscious dream state.
Yeah.
And possibly produce some sort of a weird reality in your dreams.
Yeah.
And so when you wake up, asadachi, coming out of some dream that used erotic elements from your surroundings. I mean, it's just like a...
Well, Tanjuni as a human, if you wake up next to somebody and you got the asadachi thing going, and if you're spooning, like if you're sleeping together, it's crotch to ass. That's as close as you can get, like as a human.
95%.
To doing what you're here to... We're closer to 100.
We're at 95%. All right.
If you sleep naked, it's 99.
If we sleep naked, it's
100%. 99. Yeah, 99%.
What's the difference between socks on and socks off? That's like another 2% right there.
I don't know.
Because if you got your socks on...
No, if you got your socks on, you shouldn't be getting laid.
Shouldn't be has how much to do with it.
Do you wear socks in bed?
No, generally not. In the winter, I will.
Really?
If it's really cold. I can't. The thing is, like, I hate doing it. I'll, like, wake up halfway through the night with my feet, like, sweating, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's gross.
Take them off. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I wake up and my feet are freezing, too.
あ、冷え性なんや。
そうなの?
You don't wear socks in the winter?
するよ。でも男の人もするとは思わへんかった。
Yeah, I don't.
まあ関係ないか、性別は。
But my feet, like, my bed isn't, like, long enough.
So that's not a... Okay, so it's... You're... Okay. So you're compensating for your small bed.
足が出ちゃうからってこと?
Yeah.
なんかかわいいな、それは。かわいい。足冷たいっつって。次。
Is it me?
It's you.
In a study published in this month's issue of Personality and Individual Differences, researchers confirm that internet trolls are horrible people. An internet troll is a person who enters online discussion and posts comments intended to upset or disrupt the conversation. Trolls generally lie, exaggerate, and offend in order to get a response. The researchers conducted two internet studies involving over 1,200 people. The studies included personality tests and a survey designed to identify aspects of the dark tetrad of personalities, which is narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and sadism. The researchers found that these traits were significantly higher among people who said that trolling was their favorite internet activity.
Wow.
Trolling? You don't know what trolling is?
Well, in Japanese, 日本語でないよね? トロールってなんだよ?
いや、そのまま訳すと...
Yeah, そのまま訳すと it's like kappa. Because like trolls. Because remember, a troll is a...
トロールっていうの? そのまま?
え、緑っぽいやつじゃないの?
いやいや、違う。
Internet troll. え、全然違うのを考えてる?
じゃあ、違う。あの、 なんだろう? 日本で言うとなんだろうね?
Internet troll.
だから、にちゃんとか言って、なんか、 なんつうんだろう? It's like, it's just harassment of people on the internet.
あ、悪口とか言うってこと?
悪口、そう、リアクションのために何でも言うっていうか。とりあえず、ナルシスト勝つ性格悪い かつ暇
な人がやるって、
うん、釣りし、あ、違うか、釣り、うん、
あ、なんか人に見てもらうために書くやつ、
just to get a reaction。
うんうんうん、釣り、わかったわかった、
yeah. Is that what it's called?
うんうんうん、よくある、
それ合ってる、
よく私もそういうの見る、で、あ、これは釣りかって、わかったわかった、
ツイッター、ツイッターもすごいよね、
yeah, like baiting、
yeah. はいはいはい、
right?
OK、
like when you fish、
うんうんうん、
but I feel like the troll culture has really exploded.
It's easier now
on the internet, yeah. Like trolling is not really something that you do in real life.
I don't know about that.
Like, not, I mean, there are people who troll, but trolling on the internet is so much easier,
yeah.
And so much more accessible.
Yeah.
It's
well, now you can troll on the go because everything's mobile,
and you can troll what you want to troll. You can troll topics you want to troll,
even though you have no knowledge of any of the topics you can troll.
And this dark tetrad is interesting. The four negative personality traits.
Yeah, yeah.
Narcissism, Machiavellianism, how do you say this?
Psychopathism?
Psychopathy?
Psychopathy.
Psychopathy. Psychopathy.
Yeah, it's not psychopathy.
It's got to be psychopathy.
Yeah, I think it's psychopathy.
And sadism. And the...
that makes sense.
They said the associations between sadism and global assessment of internet trolling scores were so strong that it might be said that online trolls are prototypical everyday sadists. Like, these trolls, people who enjoy trolling, they found that they scored so much worse on the personality tests. Mm. Like, it's night and day.
Yeah.
Like, these people who troll are supposedly, they're all horrible people.
Yeah, そもそもろくに育ってないでしょ
う。それをやってる自身。そういう人たちがいい人とは思わないよね、まず。Yeah.
But some of these trolls are really funny too.
Yeah, yeah. But it depends on what kind of trolling they're doing. Because anonymous trolls, but they troll in a different way, right? Like, they think they're doing it for a good cause. And then there's people that just sit at home in their underwear and troll people that have nothing to do with them just because they want to do it.
Is the sea shepherd a troll?
What's the sea shepherd?
The boat that chases the...
Hogeno.
Technic, maybe. Could be. No, but if you're driving and somebody cuts you off, or for whatever reason, you just tail them for like 20 miles. It's a form of trolling, right?
But that's instigated. Most of the trolling on the internet's not instigated.
So if you just pulled up behind a van and followed him for 20 minutes... That's true.
It's like when I was driving on the Tome and there was a truck driver behind me with a laser pointer. And he was shining the laser into my car. And the road is completely straight. So he was annoying me with this laser for like from so far, like I could barely see the truck.
It was like his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
インターネットやったら顔見えへんのに、
その人は
勇気あるよな。
いやでもトラックだよ。
He's in a truck, so I can't do anything.
でもほんまになんかしたんじゃない過去に。
Yeah.
いや、俺は何もやってない。
絶対彼女の元彼だよ。
多分な。
いや、向きになってないよ。I was coming out of some random parking area. Like, this truck pulls out behind me and just busts out the strongest green laser pointer I've ever.
あ、赤。なるほどね。
Green.
じゃあ赤じゃないから。
色緑だから、
いや、グリーンの方が、
じゃあナンパだよ、ナンパ。
え、どうみたいな。
青信号、青信号。
今夜どうですか。
青信号だよ。
うわ、やられたか。
しつこいね。Because it was like he was so far away and he was still. 多分ナンパだよ。But that's trolling,
yeah.
Not instigating,
right?
Just kind of, you know, messing with someone,
just being a dick.
それどうしたん、その後。
Well, I just kept driving.
They pulled over and went to the motel?
No.
Nabuho.
you know?
With the laser pointer. No, truck driver.
No, there's a... no, there's a Nabuho on the way to Narita. Whenever we go to Narita by car, there's always this Nabuho like right off the highway, and it's called First Wood. Speaking
first
of
wood.
Yeah. Speaking of Asadachi. First wood and double hole. Anyways.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I was just trolling.
Yeah. What do you think sadism is?
Sadism は S ね。M と S の S。
But not in a fetishistic context.
Just a personality, yeah.
But just in German they have a word called Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
And Schadenfreude is like the pleasure that you get from seeing someone experience discomfort or pain. So like the old...
That's all Japanese comedy.
Japanese comedy is based on that old style, like Charlie Chaplin comedy. Yeah. It's kind of slapstick comedy. It's weird that Japanese comedy is like kind of like two decades behind.
Yeah.
今もかな?
Do you think the modern style of like solo stand-up comedy is going to take off in Japan? You think Japan's eventually going to go that way?
You mean instead of manzai?
Like Louis C.K.
Stand-up.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, in Japan, it's rakugo. Rakugo is like the first. That's like the first instance of stand-up comedy. But even then, it wasn't.
But it's not like mainstream. You know what I mean?
Well, it was, but I think manzai really took over. Mm-hmm. But manzai, I feel like manzai is like the perfect description of Japanese society because just doing that on your own is too scary, or they're not confident. Yeah. There are pingeining. But they're not doing what manzai people do, right? Mm. In manzai, you work off of each other. There's boken tsukumi, right? And that's like Japan's rules for comedy.
But that's also kind of an old style of comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Abbott and Costello or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Who's on first?
What were we talking about before? Comedy.
S の話。I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Yeah, slapstick.
Right, slapstick.
Okay. Now I know.
Yeah, now we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah.
次。
もうないです。じゃあ適当に。
You want to talk about this insider trading? It's kind of a real...
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Do you know anything about insider trading, Marisa?
In
Japanese? Because I don't. I don't even know what insider trading is. Anyway, it's...
I would just go with the katakana.
Let's just go with the English. So there's a Brooklyn insider trading, jiken, and he's basically a middleman. So there were three different people that were in this, and it's a total of $5.6 million insider trading related money that was made here illegally.
U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollars.
What was the number?
$5.6 million. That's between three people.
How much? What is that in yen?
$5.6 million.
560万.
No. Doru. Yeah.
Doru.
Yeah. So the interesting about this story is that they didn't use any real technology to do it. I think they tried to keep it as grassroots level as possible because it would be harder to follow. So what this guy would do, and his name was actually Tamayo, Mr. Tamayo, Frank Tamayo. He might be sansei, I'm not sure. But what he did was he put these little notes on napkins or post-it notes, and he would meet a guy at Grand Central Station in New York and basically pass the numbers off, but he wouldn't give them the pieces of paper. He would have him memorize these symbols and codes or whatever, and then he would actually eat the napkins and consume them so they'd never be found. Well, he got caught because he basically told this guy that he needed to not sell certain stock. And in this case, it was, what was I saying before?
Which company?
Yeah.
The stock that he shouldn't sell.
hold on.
It was some company that was about to go out of business.
SiriusXM. Mm-hmm. It was SiriusXM Radio. And they were about to go bankrupt. But
They would be about to go
bankrupt. Yeah. And he got a tip that they were going to get bailed out. And he passed that along to one of the three people here. And that's when they started getting... they realized that he got tipped off before everything happened because it was just too ayashi at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they got caught. They're all on like $1 million bail, and he had to forfeit contents of two brokerage accounts and a 2008 Audi Q7.
Mm.
But he'll be sentenced, and they're probably going to be put away for several years.
What do you?
インサイダー取引の仕組みをまず考えてんねんけど、うん、説明できるか、うん、2人はできる、
Well, it's giving stock tips. I mean,
yeah.
You're not allowed.
同じ会社ってことやんな。
Well, they have... There are issues with insider trading within a business, but it's more common to have someone outside of that company because people within a certain company are monitored or investigated, if anything. So if people like sell a bunch of stock at a really convenient time, oftentimes they'll have an investigation to see if it's possible that was insider trading.
Yeah, so in this case, Stephen Metro, one of the people, he's a managing clerk at Simpson Thatcher and Bartlett LLP. And he was charged earlier this year for allegedly accessing the law firm's computer systems to mine information. So that's part one. And so he was using that information, client information, to give to Mr. Tamayo, Frank Tamayo, a former law school classmate. So they were homies. They were friends. And they were probably just trying to make more money than they already are. So he met up with Tamayo in a series of meetings at bars and coffee shops that were arranged via text messages and stuff like that. And then those would be passed to the broker-dealer, in this case, really villain-sounding Vladimir Eidelman. Vladimir. Stock tips. Trading stock tips with Vladimir. And that was at Grand Central Station. So it was a three-man operation. Tamayo was in the middle. He would pass it off with the information he got from Metro to Vladimir.
I like movies about stuff like this, like kind of these
Rain Man.
見たことないわ。
Really? Like Inside, or what is it, Inside Job, or like Italian Job, like kind of like these small group of people get together and it's like, all right, we're gonna do some drastic crime operation. Think about like some of the embezzling stuff that's gone on.
Yeah.
Who is that guy that embezzled enormous amounts of money?
You mean with the scheme, the pyramid, not the pyramid scheme, Madoff? Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, the Ponzi scheme, yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Madoff.
Well, Bernie Madoff's thing was crazy because he used to take advantage of people. So it wasn't even taking advantage of the system. It was more people. So he would like go to like really wealthy old people homes, become super good friends with them, and then convince them to invest. And everybody trusts him, including Kevin Bacon.
これ、これ、わかった。映画のやつね。わかった、わかった。予告編見た。え、そうじゃないの?
Mm-hmm. They make a movie about it?
うん。これアメリカの人?もう本当の話やろ?
Yeah.
うん、見た、予告編。しなかった?
Is there a movie about Bernie Madoff?
多分。
He's still alive. He's still alive.
Yeah, he
was sentenced to 150 years in prison. What do you think when they sentence people to...
Oh, yeah, it's a movie in 2010, Chasing Madoff. Yeah, why did they even do that? Why don't they just say you're in jail till you're dead? It doesn't make sense to say 100 years.
What do you think about how in Japan they don't tell people when they're going to be executed?
Oh, it's a random day.
So, yeah.
Random, じゃないけど, 教えてくれない.
家族も知らんのじゃないかな.
Yeah, 家族も知らないよ. Because they just tell the person.
So, no, だから死んだ後に しか知らんのじゃないかな。
ああ、いやいや。
But so. But you know you're gonna die, like you're on death row.
うん。でも you don't know.
確定はしてるんでしょ
う。
でも。
うん、してるけど精神的に知らないっていうこと。
Two years from now, or
そうそうそう明日かもしれないし。
じゃあ逆に知りたい、知りたくない。
知りたくどうやろうな。
いや、知りたいでしょ。
So, the countdown to your death.
Yeah.
But you're in jail. Like, it's not like you're going to have a great day one day. You're not going to meet somebody and get married.
But not knowing, not knowing if it's tomorrow or not, like every day.
でも考えたら私も知りたいと思う。
Right?
うん。頭おかしくなると思うね。
You can like prepare. Because if you don't know. Yeah, if you don't know, you can't prepare.
Then why do Japanese do it this way?It sounds inhumane almost.
だからじゃない。殺しめるためにじゃない。
Killing people, I think, is fucked up in the first place.
Well, what kind of people are on death row in Japan? Is it any different from anywhere else in the world?
Just murders and...
Murder.
Murder. Serial murder. Right? But I don't think Japan actually executes that many people, though.
Yeah, I don't think they do. It's like news when they do.
Hmm.
人数は知らん、分からん。
You hear about the there are two people in the U.S. who got out recently. They had been sentenced to life in prison, but they did like a DNA test or something.
Oh yeah.
Found out that they were innocent. They didn't do anything, but they had already been in prison for like 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But if they kill those people, then it's over.
The system is broken. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is that in the Constitution, it says that you have a right to an appeal.
Yeah.
But you can't appeal if you're dead. So let's say, if new evidence is presented, then you can appeal, right? Because there's new evidence that may prove your innocence.
Yeah.
If you're dead, you can't appeal.So I think if the state kills you, that's a violation of your constitutional rights, in that sense. 違う？
そう思う。死刑の仕方は？アメリカ。どうやって？知ってる？
I think it varies by state.
You mean how they execute people? It's usually...
Injection.
Injection. I don't think they do gas chamber anymore.
Injection. 注射？
Yeah.
注射。
But they messed that up too. So にも失敗いろいろあるからね。
They've had a lot of injection failures.
入れ忘れたとかね。Yeah.
入れ忘れたって毒薬。
Well, there's a few. There's like swimming, like there's like a sedative, so you kind of fall asleep while you die. And then I think there was a case recently where they forgot to add that sedative part, so it was just a horrible death in front of everybody. So if you're gonna do
it was a new.It was an experimental injection.
Oh, was it?
It was a new type of injection that they were trying to test. But they, I mean, if you're, that doesn't really count as a test, does it?
No, it's a failed
because
test.
Because that's the actual purpose.
Yeah, it's a failed
test. When you test something, you do it on something other than what you're going to use it on.
Yeah, you don't start with humans.
Yeah, it's like going to the store and buying something.And I don't know, that's a shitty metaphor.
頑張って、頑張って。
I'm going to bail on that metaphor.
All right.
I don't like shitty metaphors.
I don't either.
usually they test it on something first, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what R&D is.
Test it
research and development.
Yeah.Yeah, you don't just come up with the new experimental injection and go straight to...
Unless it's Ebola.
Well, even with Ebola, they had successful trials with monkeys first.
They just didn't get it fully approved, yeah.
Although this Ebola thing seems to be getting...
今何万人やったっけ？今朝見たけど。ニュースすごいよね。
もう50万
人。
Globally.
Have been infected.And I think like 3,000 have died, or maybe 2,500 have died.
そうか。でも、デング熱は死なへんねんな。
かな。
死んだはらへんよね、誰も、まだ。
I think people
in Japan, like 115 people or something died, right?
died.
Oh, got it? Oh.
Died は違うでしょ。
Yeah, そうだね。
誰も死んでへんと思うよ。
じゃあかかったんだ。かかったんだ。百何人が。Didn't one of your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
知り合い。デング熱になったんでしょ。
友達がデング熱になった。Facebook ステータスが。
デング熱 now みたいな。笑ったあかんな。
もうそれからずっとアップデートがなくて、
うん、大丈夫な、
う
ん、
どうでしょうね、どうでしょうね、
天狗熱、
うん、いやでも病院行けば大丈夫でしょう、早く発見したら。
うーん、でもびっくりした、こあの新宿御苑でピクニックしようと思ったら入れへんかったし、もうどこも入れへんのかな、
日比谷公園は。
あ、どうやろう、
Was it closed?
うん、閉まってた。
上野は
どうかな、
大丈夫でしょう、その辺は多分
かな。 Is it spreading?
多分新宿中央公園か何かで見つかったから、
うん、
それで新宿御苑も
と代々木公園、
just one 一匹
だやろう
or one case、
え、でもまだ
I think it's a case、
もうすごかったやん、代々木公園の写真しか見てへんけど、うんうん、
めっちゃスプレーして
た、ね、SF 映画みたいな、
hazmat suits、 yeah、
うん、
yeah I walked past it the other day、
あ、言ってたね、
代々木公園、
ほんでどうなってた、
It's just cones.
Cones.
ただ
the barrier
人が入れないっていう。じゃあ、yeah. 入んないでくれって言ってるって感じ。
They just made the sidewalk really narrow. That's all they did. So what happened is I was trying to walk past Yogi Koen, but because they made the sidewalk so narrow, I got stuck behind some old grandmas. So now I'm like not moving.
As opposed to wakai grandmas?
Yeah, wakai grandmas are faster. Anyways,
yeah.
So I'm stuck behind these old grandmas, and there's like someone with a bicycle that's stuck behind me. But now I'm like more or less a stationary target for the mosquitoes.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I think it's worse.
Just.
人は通れないじゃん。
え、どこの歩道の話？
横っていうか井の頭通りってあるじゃん。
うんうんうん。
そこ、うん、あのなんか半分に割るじゃん公園を、
うん、
でなんかフェスやってる方と公園側の方があるじゃん、
はいはい、
その横だよね、
うん、公園側のサイドワーク is like、
yeah.
like 60% narrower、
そうなんや、
not more、
yeah it's not even that 広い anyway、
それ意味あんのかな、
yeah 絶対意味ないよ、 there's a fence there so they should just put signs on it or something、
じゃあ要は、 but、 そうJust, they're saying don't come in. They're not shielding mosquitoes from us.
What they should have done is just blocked off that side entirely and made people go on
yeah, the
yeah,
other
side.
Yeah, yeah, on the other side. Yeah, exactly.
そうね、その方が良さそう。
うん。
いやでもこれ初めてだから分かんないでしょ、対応の仕方。
うん、でも初めてじゃないんやろ。
デング？
な、日本では何、去年もあったけど、国内から熱、何その病原体っていうかウイルスを持った蚊が生まれるのが初めてないと思ってた。
But they didn't shut parks down. It wasn't that bad, でしょ。
Do you guys remember O157?
もちろんもちろん。
Yeah. 覚えてる。
うん。
What happened to that? Is it gone? O157.
I haven't even followed it.
O157 ってそのウイルスの名前でしょ？違ったっけ
？It was like in the water supply.In the water. So I remember when I was like 14 or something, maybe a little bit older, you couldn't drink water from the park.
え、そうやったっけ？水？私小学校の時に O157流行ってて、
あ、そう。
給食とかで出たっていうのを覚えてる。O157 は大腸菌。
What is it?
大腸菌ってなんやろ英語で。
Well, it's a stomach thing, right?
Stomach virus.
It's an intestinal virus, I think. 大腸でしょ。
It looks like bacteria.
Yeah.
The picture.
うん。うん、給食って書いてある。岡山の給食から。
うん。
What else have there been so far? We've had O157.
SARS. 日本はないか。
SARS もあったね。
日本ないよね、でも。
But people here were scared of SARS.
Well, it was in Asia, right?
Hong Kong.
Avian flu.
鳥インフルエンザ、
うん、鳥インフルエンザもあったね、yeah. あとはMad cow はないか、
うん、Mad cow、yeah.
アメリカの
あったよあった九州であった、
うん、Mad cow
狂牛病うん
あいやそうだね E. coli Salmonella、
But、Salmonella has always kind of been around right
yeah
like the real big instances are the O157 SARS dengue 熱、
うん、
what else tuberculosis
influenza
what was that bad stomach one what was the bad stomach one
ああ何やったっけなね
bad stomach one
yeah there's like a stomach virus that if you get it you're
struggling 友達がなってた、
yeah.
名前何やったっけ
最近去年
well yeah like in the last like 3 or 4 years I think
あノロウイルス
ノロウイルスだ
そう
ノロノロ
ノロ
ノロ That's horrible. No, but I heard it's just you're just dehydrated. Like you just lose everything from your body.
友達がひどい形になってた。
形
ひどい顔をしてた。
変化したの形が。
ひどい形。ひどい形。
ひどい顔をしてた。らしいよ。
What's the worst illness you've ever had? You think? 今まで。一番やばいやばい病気とか、
膀胱炎。
Urinary tract disorder. That's a UTI.
それ結構あるよね。
で女の人よくなるね。
あれってさ、あのセックスしてからおしっこしないしなかったらそうなんか危険性が高まるっていうよね。
そう。まあ、私の理由は分からへんかったんやけど、yeah. でも女の人よくなるの3人に1人とか
そうだよね
でなったらあの習慣的になるというかよくなるようになるからも私もまたなるかもしれん
You have to drink like cranberry juice or something
そうそうそう
Or was it prune juice?
Yeah, cranberry
Oh, is it cranberry?
クランベリー
飲んでたもんね
利尿作用があんねん
I love cranberry juice
あ美味しいよな
Yeah, you're right That's the worst, really?
I've gotten like the stomach flu from like food, and that sucked, but I haven't gotten anything like a really bad, where I had to go to the hospital or anything.
Kaki ni atatta koto aru?
Night.
Ah, shiaase ya na.
So.
Honma ni hidoi, kaki.
Amma hanashi kikitaku nai na.
Yuan toku.
Like Thai food. I don't know, there's like Thai food that you can...
Karai mon tabetara
toku. Or Mexican food. yeah.辛いもんとかじゃないよ多分
メキシコの水を飲んだらすぐに
No, do you know that? That's the story That's Montezuma's Revenge Do you know what that is?
うん知らん
There's an old story in Mexico Where it's I think a girl died There's It's old folklore But She died And then she basically vowed To fuck with Mexico for the rest of the history by tainting the water.
She's a troll.
She's no, no, it wasn't no, but she was killed in an unjust manner or died in an unjust way. It's not she was pissed. And then the story is that she infected the water so you can't drink the water, but it's bullshit. It's just a story.
What? That's a weird story.
Montezuma's Revenge. I hope I'm right.
It reminds me of like all the revenge stories in like Japanese horror. Like the Japanese horror genre is all like revenge based, right?
Like ghosts,
ghosts and like spirits and sometimes it's mixed in with like a weird illness or something like asthma or like yeah. Which movie was that?
着信あり
違うか
着信あり着信ありって
It's not exactly classic
No, it's not classic
呪音とかリングとか
Yeah, like those stories have like some child that was
Abused or
Yeah, mistreated yeah. or something Or the father was abusive and the kids saw it or something yeah. Some sort of like tormented childhood and then like this Curse.
だってリングってあれじゃん It's the well, right? The 井戸 or whatever?
井戸が呪われてんの
No,
見たことない
no remember the ring the, I think somebody killed the girl and threw her down the well and then she was living in the well for a really long time and was like crying and screaming.
But nobody saved her.
Well, no, she didn't get saved. She died. That's why she's. That's why she
is a ghost.
Yeah, and that's why on the video, when you watch the video, she haunts you because you saw it happen or something.
そこから出てくるよ。
リング超怖かったね。
あ、見たことないね。見れない。
オリジナル超怖いよ。
見たこと見れない。
The Japanese version?
めちゃくちゃ怖いよ。Yeah. I saw it in America. And I couldn't sleep for like weeks. It was so scary. I was young though when I saw it.
それ言い訳ね。
ジュオンの方
だ。Yeah, I'm a pussy.
ジュオン is really scary. Yeah, I think.
こないだあれ見てんでも、The Conjuring 知ってる？
Is that a Japanese movie?
うん。アメリカかな。
Is it like religious type?
うん、じゃないよ。
Because with American horror, it's always like, is it Catholic horror?
That's true.
Or is it like the more supernatural or
culty? Yeah.
There's like, there's a very specific Catholic genre of horror.
Mm.
Catholicism, it has like all the creepy shit that you need to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like
religion serving its
like
purpose.
The Exorcist.
Yeah,
or,
The Exorcist.
You know.
Poltergeist.
それ初めて。
There's so many Catholic horror movies.
全然知らんわ。
The Conjuring. That's true though. A lot of religion and horror.
Like Western horror, I feel like 50% of it is Catholic horror movies.
Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
あれホラー?
Well,
horror
じゃないけど。I don't know. That white dude was really scary.
どれ?全然
わからない。The guy at the end. The albino dude.
ああ、怖かった。
It's pretty creepy.
思い出した怖かった。
Is that okay to say?
What?
Are we like discriminating against albinos?
I'm just saying it is what it is.
I like albino people. They're
私も。
You like them?
They're white.
日本で見たことある?
Great eyebrows.
Yeah, I have. I have seen albino people. It's so fascinating. I wish I could just like.
It's pretty rare though.
I wish I could just talk to an albino person and just. Ask them all the really annoying questions that they probably get asked all the time.
Oh.
No, but they probably do wear color contacts.
So that it's not red?
You
know what's crazy? Albino black people.
Yeah, and
that's crazy.
There's a really common disorder where they lose their pigmentation.
Yeah.
So there are people that like just in weird patterns, almost like a cow.
Mm-hmm.
They have white
like blotches. I think it's blotches.
Splotches? You can't say splotches?
I think both work.
Splotches are like
splotches.
Smoother.
Michael Jackson みたいなこと.
Yeah. But white people get it too, actually. All kinds of people get it.
Yeah,
it's not as noticeable with white people.
部分的に?
Usually, it's like worse on the hands or like on the extremities, but there are people that get it on their entire body.
急に白くなってくんや。
Yeah.
Is it CUNY?
I think it's a gradual process. But yeah, supposedly that's what...
何が原因何か知ってる?
Mm-hmm.
何が原因でそうなるんか?
What Michael Jackson had was
maybe not a disease, but maybe like a genetic.
Michael Jackson had vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
Yeah.
Mm.
And vitiligo universalis.
Mm.
A condition that causes depigmentation of parts of the skin. It occurs when skin pigment cells die or are unable to function. The cause of vitiligo, aside from cases of contact with certain chemicals, is unknown. But research suggests it may arise from autoimmune, genetic, oxidative stress, neural, or viral causes.
Well, it could be anything.
The incidence worldwide is less than 1%, with some populations averaging between 2 to 3, and as high as 16. So it's going towards genetics, if it's that segmented.
Well, usually it's a combination of genetics and environmental factors, epigenetic factors.
Stress, na? Nandemo stress ga geinin yan ne.
I guess it could be. But we were both wrong. It's not blotches or splotches. It's patchy.
Patchy.
The only symptom of vitiligo is the presence of pale, patchy areas of depigmented skin, which tend to occur on the extremities.
Yes. Doesn't Barry Bonds have that as well?
I don't know. Does he? Is that what he
Barry
had?
Bonds. Isn't that why Barry Bonds is whiter every year?
Well, the steroids don't help.
Do you know who Barry Bonds is? Yakuu no
senshu.
Saikin kekkou shiroi jan, Barry Bonds.
Shiroku naro to shite han ya to omotta. But I,
So if you use products that make your skin whiter, then the vitiligo universalis won't be as noticeable.
Barry Bonds, there's nothing that suggests that he has that at the moment.
Okay. Well, that was speculative tabloid nonsense. Never mind me then.
Michael wa hidokatta byouki.
I've had like Epstein-Barr virus before. I've had stomach ulcers. The worst Epstein-Barr is like a weird like liver illness. Liver virus.
Nomisugi?
Epstein-Barr I think can be caused by mononucleosis.
I've never gotten mono.
Yeah. When I was in like, I don't know.
What's mononucleosis in Japanese?
I'm not sure, but it's really common in like high school, middle school, high school.
They call it the kissing disease.
Yeah. So I got that, and somehow that caused me to get this Epstein-Barr virus, which was kind of serious. No, I got it later. I would have expected that I would have had that much earlier.
単核症?
どんな字書くの?
But that wasn't even that bad. The worst was probably when I went blind in one eye when I was at in college.
How did that happen?
So
excessive masturbation.
I wish. I don't know what the cause was, and the doctors don't know what the cause was either. Yeah. But basically a blood vessel on my retina near like the nerve bundle burst in my eye, and it was like right in the middle of my vision, became blurry like all the time. So all of a sudden I couldn't read.
How did that happen?
I think it was my left eye.
Were you doing like MMA training? Did you get kicked?
I was doing capoeira. And I was spending time upside down a lot. I don't know if that was related, but I feel like maybe it was, because when you're upside down, your blood pressure in your eyes is really high. But yeah, so I had a blood vessel burst, and I basically went blind, and it kind of clotted on my retina, so now I can't like see in one eye.
Do you have surgery?
No, I didn't have surgery, but they told me. It's either going to get better or it's going to get worse.
Thanks, doc.
So they said, so try to see if it gets better or worse. If it gets worse, then we're going to hit it with a laser and stop the damage now. But the laser is going to do even more damage, but it's going to keep the clot from like bleeding out into your whole eye. And it was near my nerve bundle, which is why they didn't want to cauterize it with a laser. So I just waited, and it gradually got better, so I didn't need surgery.
よかったね.
But I was worried.
よかったな、じゃないと嫌や、勝つね。
I was really worried. I had that for like 2-3 weeks.
Wow.
だって片方見えへんかったらさ、バランス取れへんやん、体のね。
そうそうそう。
The worst thing is like,
reading.
I had exams and stuff, and I couldn't I couldn't read.
最悪やな。
But you have like insomnia too, though. There's like a lot of other stuff that contributes to it.
しかもマイケルは。ライクもアグリーするか分からんけど、健康的に良くない。いつも、うん、体調が悪い。
うん、アグリー。
うん、アグリー。
だってミスターガラスって呼ばれてるぐらいだから。
もう丁寧に扱わないとね。
そう。
体調悪いよな、うん、いつも。
いや、大丈夫だよ。
最近は大丈夫だけどね、一時期怪我ばっかしてたの。
なんかどこかが痛いよね、いつも。
足首治んの1年ぐらいかかった。
Well, I broke it.
Yeah.
It was broken, so. Yeah.I'm fine.
とマイケルに会った時も風邪ひいてたと思う。初めて会った日も。
うん、そうかな。
うん。
No, I haven't gotten sick in a long time. Ma, I had like a migraine, like last year.
Yeah, you have migraines too.
But,
偏頭痛。
ない。
ない。健康。
偏頭痛はない。ほとんど。
だっけ。
偏頭痛って何でなんの？それはストレスとか。それも分かんないんだよ、まだ。いろんなことが原因か。
There's a lot of factors.
考えすぎなんじゃない、いろいろと深く考えすぎる。
違うよ。偏頭痛 is like it can be caused.
お前失礼だろそれ。考えすぎて偏頭痛になってた。
偏頭痛 is really weird. It's a really weird. It's not a normal headache at all. It's completely.
この首の頭の付け根が痛くなるようなや
つ。目からでしょ。
もうあこの辺。
もうどこが痛いか分かんなくなっちゃうぐらい。
じゃあ頭痛っていうかもう光もう。多分レベルにもよるんだけど、俺の友達はもう2時間ぐらい真っ暗な部屋で、
うん、
もう本当目つぶってもう真剣に痛みをが終わるまで待つっていう。ただ光にすごく弱い目が。
そうなんや。
っていう、まあ、人によると思うんだけどね。
サウン
ド音もね。
そう。薬飲んだら治る？
ないの。
薬ないや。
そうなんだよ。
なる前に。
ライ君も偏頭痛。
ない。でも友達は結構いる。
There's medicine that you can take before.、
うん
You actually get it. Before you get a migraine headache, you will see weird artifacts in your vision.
Yeah.
You'll see like your eyesight will have weird lightning bolts.
So, わかるらしい。始まる前に。
And everything's scrambled. So, I started to get a migraine on the train once, but I couldn't read the ticker because it was all scrambled.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but like the letters aren't in the right order. Like it...It's hard to describe.
Your brain's just messing with you, right?
そんな深刻なものなんやな。全然あれ、偏頭痛なる人結構周りにいるけど。
いや、頭痛と migraine っていう、I don't know. 偏頭痛 is migraine, right?
Yeah, but most people get bad headaches and say it's 偏頭痛when it's not.
だからか。
But actual migraine, like the last time I had a migraine, I couldn't do anything for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I couldn't even speak properly for the first 3 days. I couldn't do the podcast. I wouldn't be able to speak. It's, and I felt the side effects of that migraine for months. Mm. And then like months later, it's like, okay, I feel like I'm back to normal. But I really feel like there's some sort of, damage being done or something. There are lasting effects. It's way more serious than
it sounds
like.
Headache. Yeah, it sounds like just almost the after effects of like drugs.
Mm.
Not the migraine. I'm saying by going through that migraine,
視覚とか
your brain is being affected, and it's not. You're not getting off free, right?
It's like getting knocked out or something. I feel like
by a punch.
Mm. Yeah, like a concussion.
What about like over drinking knocked out and you wake up groggy?
A hangover is not as bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
But it's caused by, there's like a weird chemical in red wine.
Yeah, that's right.
偏頭痛になるの？
赤ワイン飲んだら？赤ワインに入ってるよ。なんか polyphenols or I forget what it's called.
でもポリフェノールって体にいい。はずじゃない。
Polyphenol は違うかも。I don't know what it's called. It's called something weird. But it's also casein, which is something contained in dairy products. Also chocolate. So chocolate, dairy products, red wine. I kind of avoid most of this stuff because of that.
Yeah, it says, you know what it's called? RWH. Red wine headache. In Wikipedia, that's what it says. It says, is a headache often accompanied by nausea and flushing that occurs in many people after drinking wine. The condition does not occur after consumption of white wine or other alcoholic beverages. Some individuals report that they get migraine headaches hours later from drinking some red wines. No one knows for certain why, but it probably has more than one cause. And there's so much stuff in wine. Like, there's like sulfites, histamines, tannins. So, I mean, it would be hard to break it down to one thing.
I think they have singled it down. But
yeah, 赤ワインだけらし
い。白ワインの方が。まあ、I like red wine better, actually.
I like red wine better.
But I won't drink it because of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's a pretty famous NFL football player who couldn't play games because he had migraines. Like, it was that bad where he couldn't play. And NFL players, you'll, like, tear a part of your ACL in your knee, and they'll still play by, like, injecting, like, itame dome or whatever. Nobody's messing with migraines.
Yeah.
They won't even play. You can't think. You can't do anything.
じゃあ、お医者さんがちゃんと言わはんの？これは偏頭痛ですよって。いっぱい言ってはる人聞いてるけど、友達とかで。それはもしかしたら普通の頭痛かもしれんってこと。
Yeah, doctors aren't really helpful for migraines. They don't really have anything.
It's just there's not enough information.
One of the most effective things for migraines has actually been placebos.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard.
Placebos with a really, really strong... They create placebos with a really strong bitter taste. Like just the bitterest, like the really strong taste. Mm. And the reason why they make it taste so strong is because then the placebo effect is stronger.
Right.
Kind of... forces the placebo effect. So you think you're getting a migraine and you take this placebo, but you can't know it's a placebo. But this really bitter thing that you like put under your tongue, and then for some people that prevents migraines. Just the placebo effect can
prevent. それはただ苦い方に意識が行くからじゃないの?
Yeah, that's プラシーボってあるじゃん。
The placebo effect.
脳をコントロールしてるわけじゃん。
ああ、そっか。Yeah.
だ普段は it's like a sugar pill, right?
If it was just that you were getting distracted, then it would still work even if you knew it was a placebo, but it won't.
そうかそうか、わかるわかる。なるほど。はい、わかったよ、わかったわかった。理解するのに時間かかったけどわかった。
That's like the Japanese energy drinks, or like all energy drinks, where they have...I used to do a bunch of like weird little jobs for cash before. And so one of them that I had was I was testing energy drinks for
no wonder you were getting sick.
for one of these big companies, pharmaceutical companies. And so I had to drink like shots of, it was like 12 different energy drinks or something in one sitting.
That's crazy.
Just to like test the flavor. The only thing that actually has any effect is the caffeine. And other than that, they put like some ちょっと苦いやつとか like fizzy types and stuff.
Yeah.
So they want to see like which one is the feels or tastes like it has the most effect.
Interesting.
That's the only reason why they have different flavors.
Because it's all the same in the end.
The effect is the same, but from the marketing,
like
the marketing is that it has to have that なんか薬っぽい味がないと。
なるほど、そうやんな。普通の味、エネルギードリンクの味ってあるもんね。これ元気出るわっていう。
でも次の朝のレッドブルの味って最悪じゃない。
なん
かもうゲップしたらレッドブルじゃん。
あんま飲まへんから。
If he had like Jaeger bombs,
but Red Bull isn't. Red Bull is more of like the. It's more of the like I'm healthy, but I'm gonna go partying or something now. But the ones that I'm talking about are like the little glass bottles, like
リポビタン
とか。
はいはいはい。
いろいろあるじゃん。
あれは薬の味するよね全部。
Yeah, so they want to make it seem like. oh, this has like all these herbs in it, and it's gonna like, you're tired and you're on your way to an important meeting or something. Yeah. It's like, this is gonna, you know, get me all crisp feeling.
あの CMとかね、いいパーツって懐かしい。
それ
変わらないよね。マーケティングだよ。マーケティング完全に。
Yeah. The Republican, Republican, Republican,
Republican,
Republican. De, yeah, de,
D,
D, だから
D, Republican, D,
de.
How do you say it in English? I just tried to say it in English, and it was like Republican.
Republican, I don't know.
Republican.
それは何成分の名前? Republican って.
I don't know.
だからマーケティングに負けてんだよこの時点で.
Anyways, my point is that the. That bitter flavor, that medicinal flavor is just the placebo.
いや、前飲んでて、飲んで飲みに行って、普通に吐いたから。うん。飲んだら気休みかなっていう。そうか、飲んだら逆にもっと酒飲んじゃうじゃん。そうそうそうそう。逆効果じゃん。あ、でも昨日、アルイミプラシーボだよ。そうね。昨日飲んだわ、ウコン。で、ほらで二日酔いでしょ、今日。飲んでうまくいってない。また、なんか、ダメじゃん。また意味ないやつ飲んでるじゃん。だってそれは今夜に、今夜に備え。You
drink?
やっぱね。二日酔いにちばん効くのはもう一回飲むことやな。向かい酒。じゃないと。だから、食べるへんわ。だから、ずっと酔っ払ってる状態やったら二日酔いにならへんから。
ね、ダメ、完全にアルコールにならないけど、多分死ぬよ。体は多分酸性してないよ、今の考え方。ちょっと控えます。このリポビタン飲めばいいのかよ、てめえと思ってんだよ、体。以上かな。何か他にはある？
話。大丈夫っす。じゃあ以上です。はい。ありがとう。ありがとうございました。また来てください。はい。
はい。バイ。